Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella will now tell us why Chicago is losing the war on rats. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Sorry for having such a downer topic this morning. But yes, we are the rattiest city in America for 8 years in a row, according to Orkin. And it's not getting better, according to an investigation we did with the Illinois Answers Project, which found that the city has issued 117,000 rat-related tickets since 2019. And the vast majority of those fines have been unpaid. They have had the Department of Streets and Sanitation and the rodent control deputy, they've had a hard time keeping staffing levels up and battling these rats. The city is constantly replacing garbage cans because rats are chewing holes through them. It is just a fight that the city is not winning at the moment. And our investigation explored how other cities are combating rats. They're using these electrocuting boxes to trap them. They have a rat czar in New York. But basically, our investigation found that if the city wants to lose its title of the rattiest city in America, they have to step up how much money is spent on rats and combating rats in Chicago.
How about we get more cats in around here?
Hey, I'm all about the feral cats. So we actually have gotten about 10 emails at least from readers saying, hey, I have a cat colony and I haven't seen a rat in years. And
there you go.
I hear that.
You know what? You can't do enough to help little Monpie independent bookstores. And I'm happy to hear about a new one opening up Saturday in Roscoe Village. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is the first of its kind I've ever heard of. It is an all-romance bookstore called The Last Chapter, and it will have, like, romance novels, all different kinds of thrillers, mystery, fantasy. And this is from a former publisher who just absolutely fell in love with the romance genre and felt that people always, you know, disparaged it, said that it was, like, trashy or whatever. And she wants everyone to know that there is something for everyone in the romance genre. It's going to have a big focus on people of color who are writers of romance and LGBTQ folks. They're going to have different events and book clubs. So, yeah, I would check it out. It's at 2013 West Roscoe Avenue, and they hope to have, become a community hangout beyond just being a bookstore.
A while back, we were talking about this live-action Clue game, the interactive mystery game going on downtown, and I guess it's been a hit, huh?
It has. It has been extended to Halloween. It was supposed to close this weekend, but this outdoor mystery game, which is kind of a combination of an escape room and a scavenger hunt, it has become so popular. Big groups go through, and they pick up clues, and they kind of scavenge the city to try to find their different clues. And in the meantime, because it's not timed or anything, they can stop and have a burger, they can stop for lunch. So it's become like a way people are touring downtown while playing this game. So if you did want to check it out and you didn't get a chance to yet, you have until Halloween to take part in this.
And finally, the rescheduled Queer Fam Pride Jam is on again, isn't it?
It is. It's this weekend. You may remember this was scheduled for earlier in the summer, and in an unfortunate situation, a body was found in the lake, right, or in the river right by where the event was supposed to take place. So they rescheduled it. It is a kid-friendly event. It's going to start at 10 a.m. It's going to be a hot one on Sunday. Organizers told me that they will have cooling buses and sprinklers and all kinds of things to keep people cool, and lots of activities for kids and families. It's just a way that people who come from diverse family backgrounds can come together and feel welcomed and accepted and safe in Chicago. And it's a beautiful space. They have lots of performances. Highly recommend checking it out at the Salt Shed Sunday from 10 to 3 p.m.
1357 North Elston. Jen, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.